Hey everybody, Michael Bailey here with my round 7 pick for the Justice League draft, and this is really going to come as absolutely no surprise to anybody that is familiar with me at all. I am choosing John Henry Irons' Steel. Initially, I was going to choose Natasha Irons because I thought it would be more interesting to have the niece. She's a hero in her own right, so I thought that would be really cool. I love Natasha. I've loved Natasha through the Steel series and how she evolved in the Superman books, especially Action Comics in the early 2000s, but somebody else wanted it, and I'm not picky. I'm not going to turn this thing into Thunderdome. As much as some of you probably want that, you like the arguing and stuff, so I'm going to push against that for my own petty amusement. But Steel is one of those characters that will always, always, always mean something to me, because he came out of Reign of the Superman. And as much as Exile is my all-time flat-out, no questions asked, put a gun to my head and this is what I'm going to say, favorite Superman story ever, the death and return of Superman will always be a very special story to me, not only as a story, but as a Superman fan and where I was in my fandom and how I felt that it was kind of a payoff to the 5 years I had spent reading the books. John Henry Irons was created by Louise Simonson and John Bogdanov. He was a former engineer and munitions designer who walked away after one of his designs started getting used in a way that he didn't think it should get used. Superman saved his life when he was working as a construction worker. And because of that, and after Superman died, John Henry felt, I have to do something. I have to stand up. So he created a suit of armor and became a literal Man of Steel. And it's funny because I always say Superboy is my favorite of the four Supermen, but I really think that Superboy and Steel kind of occupy the same space to me, in all honesty. I don't think I have a favorite of one over the other. I loved watching him evolve as a character. I'm not a super huge fan, no pun intended, of the series that he was in, because the early issues were very 90s at times, but I always liked the character. And then Christopher Priest and Dennis Cowan started a run that was just amazing. Really good stories there. And as John entered the 2000s, Mark Schultz, who was writing Superman the Man of Steel, kind of took him and brought him back up to prominence. And, you know, not for nothing, Grant Morrison made John Henry a member of the JLA in the late 80s. In fact, during the DC 1 Million storyline, at one point, Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman are kind of taken off the table. And John Henry, the Huntress, and Big Barda have to kind of step up and fill those roles. And in fact, at one point, Huntress looks at him and says, you have an S on your chest. You know, you're the one we're going to follow. And one, wow, in 1998, that's really forward thinking of having a black man and two women in the Trinity position. And two, that just shows that even Morrison was showing, no, this guy's cool. I was happy that he came back during the New 52. I didn't quite like him being right there when Superman first appears, but, you know, whatever. And I liked him as a love interest for Lana Lang in Action Comics and then in the Superwoman title. So it's just, John Henry is just a great character, and having him in the Justice League, to me, you got another tech guy, but I think he just also is going to be one of those characters that is one of the symbols of hope for the team, simply because of just who his personality is. This is a guy that became a superhero because Superman inspired him to be a superhero. And yes, I do own the film on DVD. and I have the novelization. I'm not apologizing for either of those things. Anyways, that is it. I am super excited, again, pun intended, to pick John Henry, and I can't wait to talk about my villains, because my villains are going to be fun, I think. Anyways, alrighty, folks, that's it for this time. Y'all have a good day.